Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
After the hour, thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Joanna Brandy's here, too. Joanna is an original member of our Brain Trust going all the way back to 1998. I don't know what we'd do without her. We've already had our 13th anniversary with her, and she is one of the top customer care experts on the planet, has written a number of books on that topic, including Winning at Customer Retention, but lately she's gotten happy for some reason. She's been talking to us a lot about happiness, and she's got some special, some new information for us today. Joanna Brandy, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Always my pleasure.
It's good to have you back. So let me see if I got this straight. Today is Happiness Happens Day.
Yes.
Happiness, you know, it shouldn't be, but that's actually hard to say. Happiness Happens Day. You have to kind of think about it. You have to get your tongue prepared for that. Happiness Happens Day. That's just today. And what does that mean?
Oh, and today, and this is Happiness Happens
Month. So much pressure, Joanna.
Month. This is Happiness Happens Month. We found out last week, it was really, really interesting because I was just about to release my newest blog called Positivity Practices.
Right.
And somebody out of the blue sent me a little newsletter note, a little note that said, have you heard about this group and the fact that this August is Happiness Month?
Huh.
I figured, well, I'm a happiness coach. I should go find that out.
Right.
It turns out there's a secret society of happy people.
What?
Yep.
A
they
secret.
Have a website.
So they're so happy they don't want anybody to share in it? Is that we're talking stingy happiness people. Is that what we're talking about?
No, I think.
Well, they have a secret handshake. They have a secret handshake or something?
That part I don't know. But it turns out it was sort of born from the idea that, you know, typically happy people are put down because people don't want other people to be happy in their presence sometimes.
There is that out there.
There is that, yes. So apparently it started. Their mission is to help people recognize more happiness and encourage them to talk about it.
But apparently you've got to be able to handle it, or they won't let
you have
it. You've
got to handle it.
Or they won't let you have it.
How good can you stand it, Jim? How good can you stand it?
I can handle
some happiness. Well, I decided that I was going to, this week, I couldn't do it last week because I was busy with clients, and I had just found out about it.
Oh, so you were dealing with customers last week, so you couldn't be happy.
No, I was happy.
Okay.
I'm happy when I have customers. So I decided, though, that this week I wrote a special article. I'm, you know, in the process of loading it up on the Positivity Practices site. This is the week that we're going to launch our Return on Happiness site. So it was perfect. It was this perfect timing.
Right.
And, you know, I just heard you say, you know, that we can't look to the government. We can't look to big business.
Mm-hmm.
Small business has to be what turns this around. But what I'm seeing, and I'm seeing with my clients, and I'm seeing just in general, is those small businesses that have mastered the art of creating a culture where people feel happy to come to work.
Right.
Where there's not this kind of constant aching fear. If you look out at the media, yes, there's going to be this constant aching fear. My God, look what's happened to the economy. Look what's happened to the stock market. Look what's going on here. But if you go to work and the boss and the people that are in charge are focused on what's good and focused on what could be and focused on saying, you know, we have enough creativity in this organization to come up with the next greatest product. We have enough creativity and brilliance in this organization to X, Y, and Z. When the leaders are telling stories of hope, when there is psychological capital in the organization, which is hope, optimism, confidence, mm-hmm. efficacy, when that happens, and you know, it's easy to label it, and just, it's easy for me to label it and call it happiness. When that kind of happiness at work happens, you get a different result than when people come to work looking over their shoulder waiting for the other shoe to drop.
And there's some companies out there who can't make the happiness leap all at once. You're going to have to start by saying, okay, today we're going to be not unhappy.
Well,
no, I'm serious. You know, there are managers, there are owners. I know them. There are cultures out there that just can't flip a switch and make the quantum. It would be a quantum leap for them. They have to start and say, okay, today we're going to just be not unhappy.
Well, that doesn't work.
And we're going to not be fearful.
The word not, you know, Jim, right now I don't want you to think about pineapples.
Okay.
And please, don't think about cowboy hats.
Okay.
What did you think about?
What do you mean? Well,
what did you just think about?
I thought a cowboy. Yeah, you're right. Okay, fine.
Okay. So you don't start off by saying today we're going to be unhappy. You start off by saying today we're going to find three things we're doing right.
Yeah.
Today we're going to find three things we're doing good. Today we're going to look for three things to appreciate. If you at some point of your day get your team together and begin to focus them on appreciation,
right.
Begin to focus them on the search for goodness. You know, the Army, all of this that I teach comes out of the field of positive psychology.
Right.
And the Army is now using positive psychology mm-hmm. to teach resilience. And when the sergeants in the Army practice this, you know what they call it? Because they change the words because, you know, we shouldn't sound like happiness. Hunt the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they have the soldiers hunting the good stuff, looking for the things that are going right, looking for the things that they can appreciate, looking for
right.
the things that are good. So if you want to make that leap, you start by hunting for the good stuff.
Well, and when I said what I did, you're exactly right. Don't do what I say, folks. Do what Joanna says. But when I said that, I wasn't so much thinking this is what you would say. It's just that some people, some companies, some cultures are so negative and so toxic that if they tried to get to happiness, they wouldn't actually know how to make that happen. How about if we just aren't fearful or whatever? And so, you know, whatever language or whatever it takes to get there, but just get started. Because
people that I find resistant, I just ask them to lean into it. I'm not asking them to be happy. I'm asking them to lean towards happiness.
So you don't have to take a step, just lean.
Just lean.
I like that. I like that idea. I used to have a boss that said, if you can't help us, at least don't hurt us. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Hold on to that thought, Joanna. Give us your website quickly, please.
The new one is positivitypractices.com, and the other new one is returnonhappiness.com.
All right, and it's Happiness Happens Day, ladies and gentlemen. Doesn't that make you happy?
Happiness happens.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.